right, I think I'm live. I can't hear. I don't know if my headphones aren't working or connected. I sure hope so. Hello, everybody. We're about to get into this live. Come on. Hi, people. Let's get into this live. Sorry we're a little bit late. I don't even want to talk about it. There we go. Hi, BFF.
Oh, girlfriend.
Hey, girlfriend.
Don't talk about it, girlfriend. It's my fault, everybody. Nothing to see here, folks.
What happened? You want to know what happened?
Listen, guys, I had a busy day. And I said, let me just lay down for a second, you know, let me just take a quick nap. Mm-hmm, and per usual, I don't know how to nap. Perhaps we can talk about that as well, because my naps are 2 hours long usually. And I woke up at 6:50 like, oh, look at me.
I remember when you took a nap. I think it was actually, we got off the phone at like 3, 4-ish. Yeah. And you said, I'm about to go take a nap. I'll see you on the live. I should have called you. I should have called you.
Matter of fact, let me get into the spirit. I have my bonnet and do-rag tub with me.
You have a tub. You have a whole tub of bonnets. I have, this is my, okay, so you know, you guys, I have braids. So I have a bonnet that is the size, it's massive, so that it can hold my braids.
Correct.
So that's what's happening down
Hold
here.
On
so this
second.
Is a huge bonnet.
I forgot the good one. I'll be back in 1 second.
Okay. I feel like this could be a look, like just throw your bonnet over to the shoulder and then that's just, you know, just giving the people a little something, a little over the shoulder. Flip the bonnet on the other side. Come on. Give the people what they came for.
I'm saying, so this is Old what? Faithful. This is the one that makes me feel fancy.
That because is as, it. That's a rich auntie. That's rich auntie.
As an African woman, as a black auntie, you cannot go wrong with leopard, okay?
Never.
Leopard is the new black. It goes with everything, okay?
Yes, my friend Letta, she said that her bonnet, she got a big bonnet too for all them locks.
Okay, but let's see what else we have here. I'm going to put on another one. Here's one that Angela made for me.
Okay, let me see.
We've got some tie-dye situations.
Oh, that's what I have here. Okay. It's actually like, it's a silk batik, actually.
Oh,
look it's at a her. Batik printed on satin. The so people, that's what's happening here.
No, y'all want to see Rich Auntie? I got something for you. Honey.
Let me see.
Wait, did you cock it to the side, sis? Come on.
You missed it when you got up. I was, look. Check this out. Wait, look.
Yeah, oh. Hold on, let me give you something, honey.
Okay.
We all know about a rich auntie.
Come on. That is a turban. That's not a, you can't, you, do you go to bed in that? That's a.
My friend Asia gave this to us. We all have matching ones, the sister group, okay? This is from your local beauty supply. I don't know if you're supposed to go to sleep in this, but it's giving you a little velveteen. That's what my mother called velvet. Velveteen.
Here go Astoria. Why? How?
Because we haven't blocked her.
We got a blocker. Talk about, is there a holiday bonnet? Maybe a Juneteenth motif. That's not a bad idea, sis. So,
wait. No. I have the best friends, okay? So Asia, a.k.a. at Kendra the Wife, gave me this. I got one more for you. You ain't ready?
Let me see.
Okay.
Let me see.
This is for when my hair was short. Wait, I got to give you action. I got to give you action, though. Did you see that?
That's a do-rag.
This is holiday do-rag. This is Santa. Listen, y'all think it's a game, honey?
It's not a game. Come on.
Y'all think it's a,
the blacks are bonneted and do-ragged, Blair.
My girl.
Come on.
My
I love
girl,
that.
Whitney, AKA,
there you go, Astoria.
AKA at OV Onion. Made
this
for us.
This is a holiday situation right there for you.
This is Santa waves. Okay.
Come on. And it's a, is it a crushed velvet?
Baby.
That's a crush. I, you know what I love about Crush Velvet makes me feel like I'm about to star in a porn.
Wow.
That's what Crush Velvet gets.
So we're here. Gives. We're here for nighttime.
It's
a, you're it's a star in a porn.
I mean, it's dark. It's not velvet. Dark. It's not dark yet.
I mean, but, it's dark somewhere.
Hey, oh, wait. It's the...
Wait, Whitney also gave me this one. I'm sorry, y'all. We about to bring on the invited guests. Y'all didn't come here for this.
The heel says it's giving texture.
Okay, what's with the velvet durag, y'all? Like, this is
what is that?
Apparently a thing, huh?
But do you think that velvet gives more, like, does it help the wave set and cure better?
No.
No. Okay.
But I'm gonna put on All Faithful. Every black woman, most of y'all have this, John. Available at Target, the beauty supply. And the reason why I'm going to rock Old Girl today is because she cares about us, right? And she cares about us. Do you see this band?
The band for the edges.
The band is functional, right? Because some of us have, you know, edges that need rehabilitation and such. And what I find for myself, me myself, right, is what I find is when we get the bonnets. I can't find one because I probably threw them all away because I don't like them. But the
somebody said, El Santos said she has hers on right now.
Thank you, boo. Thank you. But the elastic right here, the elastic, my edges don't like it. So we go with this extra large.
Astoria chick, we're not juicing anymore. We're not. So go ahead and grab your drink. Go grab your drink. Astoria chick needs to come on live with us one day.
She won't though. We've already had this conversation.
I know. We're gonna have to convince her. We gotta have to sign a petition and send it around Instagram.
And see, the thing is, I don't have hair like I did because these bonnets would be full of something.
Are so you really, trying to prim your bonnet?
I mean, sis.
It's all right. Okay. All right.
No.
That's enough. I mean, if you're gonna do that, I'm gonna throw mine to the side.
Wait. Hold on. No.
You see that I still have on my mozzarella hoops.
I'm giving you luxury. I'm giving you fashion bonnet.
You're giving us Smurfette realness.
Okay, fine. So we're here tonight, y'all. I learned a new term, and it's called sleep etiquette.
Somebody, Al said it's giving me pizzeria.
Y'all are some haters. Anyway.
It's giving Mario Kart.
I learned a new term from the doctor. That term is called sleep hygiene. And essentially talking about the ways in which we take care of ourselves when it comes to going to sleep. How many of y'all have nighttime rituals?
Raise your hand if you have a nighttime ritual.
How many of y'all have a bedtime?
A time that you go to bed.
A time that you go to bed. Every night.
Every single night. I have a window. I have a window.
What's your window?
My window is 10:30 to 11:30. But if I don't get in the bed by 11:30, I'm gonna go to bed at 4 a.m.
Okay. So
that's how my life is.
Prior to me trying to act right and do better, I had no bedtime. I'm going to keep it real. I went to bed when I was sleepy. That could be anywhere between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. It was the worst, right? Particularly during the whole pandemic situation because I work for myself. I work for the people. If I get up at 11, it's fine. The people are awake. I can wait, right?
Yeah.
But it's no good. And what I learned from the doctor is that you have to have a routine, you have to have a ritual, because I was suffering from insomnia, which I didn't have to be.
Your thing is going a little bit out sometimes, BFF, your connection.
I'm fine, sis. It's not showing anything on my end.
It's not showing anything on my end. It just went out for a second, but I don't know if it's good now, yeah.
All right. In any case, we don't want to keep our guests waiting, so we'll continue to talk because you know how we do.
Need to continue to talk.
Two special guests.
We have three special guests. We have a conversation coming up about the importance of sleep hygiene. That was a good intro, Dr. BFF. I loved it. It was great. I see how you transitioned. It was smooth. It's like
I'm
you do this professionally.
I'm a professional. You feel me?
And then we have Kateria Nyambi, who is a spiritual activist. She's a medium and also well-versed on CBD. Correct. And then we also have Zach Dorsett, who is from Blue Forest Farms. And he is a Blue Forest Farm. They dabble in the CBD and hemp farming. So they're going to talk about that. And then we have a makeup artist and skincare enthusiast coming, and she's going to tell us about some skincare routines. And between all of that, we're going to talk about Bonnetgate for sure. We're totally going to talk about Bonnetgate.
Correct.
And then we're just going to kiki with y'all.
For a because little while, this I have is a time.
I was going to say, see, you took the words right out of me. Because we are talking about sleep hygiene, we're not going to be on here with y'all for 4 hours.
No.
We're not.
I have a bedtime.
What's your bedtime?
Well.
You just said it. you said it like I didn't say that.
My bedtime is be in the bed zone by 11 p.m. The goal is to be asleep between 11:30 and 12.
Okay.
That's the goal.
11:30 and 12. And then, so what time do you wake up?
It depends. I've been, again, we don't want to keep our guests waiting. We'll keep talking.
I'm waiting for them to send me requests.
Okay. So,
Kateria, so Kateria and Zach, if y'all you can send me requests. I don't see, let me see. Oh, there goes Hungry Medium. Here we go. And Blue Forest. I'm sorry. I'm not really the best at this. I don't know. It doesn't seem like the Blue Forest Farms folks are on yet. But Kateria is.
Okay.
This is going to be my first time meeting Kateria. I've heard all about her.
Oh, yeah!
Hey!
Come on, Skyline! Yes! Come on, yes!
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having us.
For sure. I love the four square thing. Makes me feel so professional. I'm so
I like that I'm on top.
No, you're on top on your screen. You're on top. On my screen, it's me on top and then Yaba on the next and then you on the bottom left and then Zach is on the bottom right. Is that how
it makes sense?
It makes sense, right?
But on mine, I'm in the top. So that
you in the top. That makes you yes. You belong there. Hi.
It works.
Hi, y'all.
Hey.
Welcome.
I feel so weird being on here. I haven't been on here in a long time.
Cause you tried to run away from Instagram, but you here. It's all good. We're loving the fancy moving on up apartment skyline that you're serving.
Thank you. Totally serving the Jeffersons, Zach is out there in the wilderness.
What you doing, Zach?
I'm just taking my dog for a walk.
Oh,
she's being
dog.
Real antsy, and she'll just bark nonstop if I don't take her for a walk. So I'm just taking her around the block real quick.
Oh, your block got trees, though, I see.
Where are you? Are you out west?
Yeah, no, I'm out by my office, and we're based in Colorado Springs, and we have, like, some pretty nice landscaping around, like, the warehouses where we're at. And so I'm just walking the around the block.
Okay.
But it's nice, you know. It's
beautiful. It's looking beautiful.
Okay.
And someone said that you look so happy. Your smile is like I just want to smile.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I'm enjoying the talk, and I love Kat so much. She's just been such an amazing resource for me, and I'm so grateful to be here. So.
Well, okay. We are hyped and happy to pull y'all in because we are talking about nighttime rituals. So backstory, when I was suffering, I won't say suffering because it was probably self-imposed, but when I was staying up too much and not sleeping enough, and then it became a problem where I literally could not fall asleep, my dear sister Kateria said, well, have you tried CBD? I used to take CBD oil some time ago. Trying to do some self-medicating for other things. But she suggested Blue Forest Farms and CBD. And like, y'all totally have to like make her a brand ambassador or something, because she be singing y'all praises, child. So I got online, and then when she told me, I told another friend of mine, and we were on the site with the numbers and the chart and trying to figure out what kind to get. And so I ended up buying some, and y'all, this is not a paid promotion. Zach has not given me any money.
Yes.
This shit works. So we want to talk to y'all about CBD for the people who don't know about CBD. Want to hear from both of your perspectives. And I don't know, perhaps just school us on how CBD helps with sleep hygiene. I'm going to go actually get mine so the people can see. Y'all start talking.
Oh, I brought one of the droppers too.
So before we get into that, can y'all just do a little brief intro? I did one, just really like one sentence about both of you, but if you can, Zach and Kateria, should I call you Kat or Kateria?
You can call me Kat, girl.
All right, Kat, you know. I know you. I feel like we like second cousins half
a move. I know. It's crazy.
I know. Like, this is my first time like having conversation with you. And
it's not you weird. Are
close to my closest people. So
yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah. So tell us about yourselves, please.
So first of all, hi, everybody. Yes, she's got number 6 and number 4, right?
Yes.
So, yeah. Hi, everybody. My name is Kat Nyambi. I'm also known as the Hungry Medium. I'm a spiritual activist, and I am also a huge advocate for cannabis overall. And when I say advocate, it just means that I will speak the praises of cannabis until my days are done. Because not only is this plant, this is a plant, everyone. This is a plant that has been around since ancient times, okay? This is one of the oldest plants on our planet. And it was stigmatized. It became stigmatized, you know, and through Yaba's favorite topic, what do all roads lead to, Dr. Blay?
White supremacy!
Exactly. And there's a lot of politics and reasons why this plant was demonized. A lot of it had to do with the industries that you wouldn't believe, the plastics industry, the tobacco industry, the buildings industry.
I think we lost Zach.
He'll come back because he's the educator who's going to tell people the difference between CBD and THC. I'm coming from a total social activism standpoint. And the fact that this plant was demonized because white folks were afraid they were going to lose money. And then what did they do? They decided to target people of color, meaning us and meaning the Mexicans and meaning the people from the Latinx community back in the 30s. So if you've ever watched a movie called Reefer Madness. Write that down, y'all. Watch that movie. Because what was that movie was about, it was to get white people afraid of cannabis by showing them that black people would rape their children and get their children high and all kinds of stuff. That's how they started the movement. It was very political.
It's like a storyline that kind of like wipes through all of the ways in which they try to intimidate white folks. It's like anything that we use, we're going to rape y'all.
Oh, yeah. What? Oh, anything they want white folks to protect your women and children. So they wanted to get rid of this plant that was going to lose them money. So hemp is part of the plant, right? So the hemp industry was really, I think you probably think, oh, it's because people are getting high. No. They were afraid of the hemp, okay? They were afraid of hemp for building, for clothing. What, and this is what I always say, what plant do you know, I'm going to challenge you guys, that can feed you, clothe you, shelter you, nourish you, and heighten you spiritually? Name a plant out there that can do that.
I don't know enough about plants. I have a lot in my house, though. Yep. I do have a lot of plants.
But you to feed have a lot of you plans. And nourish you. Oh, I like her view, too.
Mm-hmm. Fancy.
We high living. But anyway, so, you know, I come from it from a, I came to it, or, you know, from teenagers smoking weed back when I was in high school. It probably wasn't good weed, trust and believe. But I met Zach in December on Clubhouse. I know we're not even supposed to say that. And I decided
why are you not supposed to say that?
Because they will shadow ban you on here. Don't get
you don't
me
know
started.
Who I've is? Never met this woman before in my life. What is she
Joanne,
talking about?
Joanne, don't get me started now, because I'll get us all shadow banned. So let me stick to the keywords.
Let's call it the chatty establishment.
The chatty establishment.
I met Zach on the chatty establishment site, and he really helped a lot of the people in the industry. All decided to convene on this other website, other app. And I learned so much about this plant that I was just smoking to get high and also to uplift me spiritually. I've always recommended CBD, but I never knew where to go to get reputable formulations of it. And then I met Zach, and he was so cool. You know, we had a peace rally on there. Some of us were getting harassed, and Zach was there to back us up. So it was crazy. But through the process, I developed an organization called the Canna Curious Club for people like myself who are super curious about the plant, even though we may have indulged in different ways. And I learned so much from people like Zach on the app. So I wanted to give Zach the opportunity to talk about himself, if that's okay.
Yes, thank Please, you for connecting us to Zach. Zach, the people have all the questions.
One question before, Zach, you go with your intro. Someone asked, where can they get find the movie Reefer Madness?
Oh, you can Google it. It's on YouTube. I was talking about Reefer Madness as a propaganda tool, Zach.
Yes. Yeah, you can find that on YouTube. It's entertaining.
It's old as hell. It's an old black and white movie. It's poorly acted, but it worked. You know,
it did work. It totally worked.
Yeah, I mean, and it's the same propaganda, people.
And that's sometimes like good propaganda, because like you and me watch that video and we're like, what's going on? This is like, what are you even talking about, right? It's like kind of funny even. It's like a comedy. But the heart of it, people that don't know anything about the plant, watch this propaganda and they just get these crazy ideas in their head for real, you know, and we're still having to dismantle some of that propaganda now, 50, 60, 70 years later, right? 80 years later. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's wild.
So, Zach,
Blue Forest Farms. Oh, sorry.
No. I was going to ask you, tell us about Blue Forest Farms and then how you got into the industry.
Yeah. Okay. So I've always been really passionate about cannabis. My dad's a cannabis activist, cannabis aficionado, worked with the plant, you know, as a young adult. And I was just always really attracted to cannabis. And so I moved to Colorado in 2013 when they legalized recreationally. I was living in Texas at the time and just wanted to really kind of seek asylum, right? You know, trying to get to a safe place, you know? Because it's scary smoking weed in a place where it's illegal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then in Texas, no.
Right.
For real. No.
Right.
No, thank you.
Yep. And so I moved out here and I started working in the marijuana side first. And then it was like a lot of people in my life, the universe was really pushing me into CBD. And it was interesting because I was really resisting it at first. I was like, I got this. Weed's good. I don't need to know that much more. It's cool, you know. And the universe is like, no, there's something to this plant, you know. And it was actually really eye-opening, because when you learn about the endocannabinoid system, which I'm not sure if you guys have talked about that much, but that's the system in your body that makes and uses its own cannabinoids to modulate your autoimmune, neurological, and metabolic systems. And so that system was actually just discovered pretty recently. So it's kind of new science, but it's the mode of action behind the therapeutic effects of cannabis, you know, is this underlying system in the human body. And I mean, if you go to like the deep, you know, roots community, they will talk about how cannabis is something that we have used forever and that we've evolved alongside. And the reason we have this system inside us that works and creates its own cannabinoids is because of cannabis as a historical you know, an ancestral tool, you know, for spiritual and therapeutic purposes. Mm-hmm. And so that's the part that really gets me excited. It's like, I feel like we're going back to our roots with cannabis.
That's right.
Yeah, we're giving people the power to just like heal themselves, you know, rather than mm-hmm. having to rely on this like mystics process, you know what I mean? And yeah, and it's like that someone said to me, you know, well, cannabis is for everybody. Well, CBD is the only thing that makes that work because not everybody wants to get high, you know what I mean? And so like that was the big eye-opening thing for me for CBD is I found CBD and I was like, oh, this is how cannabis is for everybody because right. this is the one for people that don't want to get high. You know?
So tell the people, because I did get a question that popped in, what is the difference between a CBD and a cannabis besides the THC, which is obvious, but is yep. there a process that the plant goes through for it to be CBD? Like, is it a chemical process? Like, tell the people what's the difference? Yeah,
it's an enzymatic process. So this plant and hemp and cannabis produces the widest range of terpene compounds, which are the compounds that give life its flavor. It's like when you smell lavender or roses, or you smell, you know, a lot of the smells and flavors in life are
oranges, citrus, terpenes,
oranges, citrus. Yes. Strawberries. All of those flavors and scents are driven by terpenes. And cannabis produces the widest range of terpenes and the highest concentration of terpenes of any plants. And CBD and THC are actually terpenes. They're actually terpenes that the plant is producing. And so the plant produces this through a biosynthetic process. And it seems like, although it hasn't been proven, that like the THC compound evolved essentially inside the plant from the CBD compound. So like if you go back ancient
right,
cannabis,
which came
it was
first
in CBD, yep, and then eventually the plant decided to produce THC, and then through selective breeding we've kind of caused, you know, a lot of the cannabis varieties to be now high in THC, and the CBD movement is like just now reintroducing some of those heirloom varieties to get that high CBD cultivar, that high CBD profile that's, you know, we had access to as ancient people.
So I know
this is why Zach's on here.
he's about to school us. Or he is schooling us, actually.
Oh, sure. Honey, he will nerd out on this shit. So you gotta be like Zach.
No, but I love it because this is
the
thing.
Science.
I think we need the deeper understanding, because I'll say from personal experience, right? And I love that you mentioned the ways, what's the word you use? Cannabinoids that we have in our own body.
Endocannabinoids.
Because maybe, what year is this? 5 years ago or so, I developed a neurological condition, and I was completely resistant to taking medication because I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I'm also a Black woman who doesn't trust the medical industry in general. Don't at me. And so I was like, I'm not taking these people's medication because you've talked to me for 5 minutes. You don't know me. You've run no tests. And now you want me to put this medication in my body and you don't know me. Full disclosure, I'm taking the medication now because I had to.
Fast forward.
I take my medication regularly because if I didn't, your girl would probably be dead. But that's not the point. What I'm trying to say is at the time when I wasn't taking the medication, CBD was a thing that so many people, so many herbalists, natural healers in general, spiritualists even, were like, you should try CBD because, particularly for neurological conditions, right? That right. It was known to, and my doctor even said, I mean, now at this point, the only CBD that's approved for neurological conditions apparently is only approved for children. So, but I can absolutely get a medical card for it now. Whatever. My point being this, at the time, I didn't know shit about CBD. I just heard CBD, CBD. So what do? I go to Google.
You get all the CBD.
I get on Google and I Google CBD. And I forget the company. And even if I remembered, I wouldn't call them out. But I was buying CBD.
I remember the company. Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay. But it was hella expensive. But I also didn't know what I was getting. Right. I didn't know if there was a particular strain, a particular type for my condition, particularly. I didn't know
or if it was real.
You say what, Ben?
or if it was real.
Or if it was real. I mean, people are buying CBD off of Amazon. Y'all know y'all can't buy everything off of Amazon.
That's right. You guys know.
You can't buy everything off Amazon. And so I want, if you can tell us, for those who are interested and now curious, like they've also heard about CBD, right?
Yep.
A, we can talk about the various things perhaps that it's good for. In this conversation, it was recommended for sleep hygiene, of course.
Yes.
But like, what I love about Blue Forest Farms is that y'all got a whole little system. You got a number system. You got descriptions. Kateria had me on the phone and the computer like, well, the girl, what about number four? I'm like, but I'm loving this nine. Why is nine?
He's loving nine and didn't even try it.
Definitely
my next one is nine.
Did you get your nine, Kat?
I didn't get my nine yet.
Oh, man. I can't wait to hear what you think
I got six. We got to dial it, bring it back because you calling out numbers and the people, including me, have no idea what you're talking about. But also, before you tell us, if you have questions for Zach or for Kat, you can put it in the question box. If you type it in the chat, we're not going to be able to see it because there's a lot of conversation happening. I am monitoring the chat a little bit, but I'm gonna miss something. So put it in the question box.
You guys are at Blue Forest Farms.
That's why Zach is my man.
What's that?
So you can click the link in my bio. It will take you to my shop page where you will see Blue Forest Farms there.
Okay.
Yes.
Or you can go direct. But either way, it's the most graphically beautiful site for this as well. This, you know, I'm into class, okay? And I want, if I'm going to have CBD, it's not going to be from some janky site. It's not.
Right.
It costs too much to come from a janky site.
And that's the thing about this product. And once again, we're not really here to sell products. Zach is always willing to offer information, especially to the people, to the community. That's what I like about Zach. This is not really a selling thing for us.
Okay.
For me, it's to advocate for people. I call CBD the gateway drug because it allows our elders and seniors to feel comfortable using it for pain. When you're in pain, if you have to introduce cannabis to your elders, CBD is the best way to do that. I think what happened was that Zach didn't get a chance to tell you maybe the difference. We're going to make it very simple. CBD does not get you high. It doesn't have any psychoactive properties to get you high, but it does have the neurological properties to give you, it can change your mood. It can change everything. It make you mellow, make you easy. It can remove pain. Just some of the topicals, if you have any elders you're working with or no, I already sent it out to two elders. I sent them some drops and I sent them some topicals. One of my elders suffers from gout and she had so much pain in her foot. I sent her the lotion and she says she has no more pain in her foot now.
Really?
Only after a few days. Not even. She just got it.
Because that was like last week we talked about it.
And she
that
just
is
got
amazing.
It.
Like,
she just got it a few days ago.
So I have questions coming in for Zach and Kateria. But I'm going to just, my personal experience with weed, the cannabis version, was trash. Trash. Like I get highly paranoid, like, and also like I don't even want to talk about the experience that I had, but it was one was smoking and one was from the edible, so I was like, no more of THC for the kid. I don't care. It was, both experiences were way too scary for me to, I feel like I'm not the same since too. I'm like,
Where did you get it?
Somebody put crack in this shit? Why? What is happening? But so those two experiences happened. But I have done CBD, and I know that some of the CBD that they use does have like a very trace amount of THC. And what I understand is that sometimes they use that to help your body absorb it better. I don't know if that's made up science or I made it up in my mind, but I want to address that for people that are concerned about bad reactions to cannabis or THC as well. And yep. Then another and two questions. Oh shit, we got like 7 questions in here.
Just
now.
Hold on. That's enough.
Stop. Yeah.
Okay. So the best response that I can give on the CBD versus the THC and including the THC is that we don't know yet, right? We're just doing real clinical research that is giving us the data to tell us exactly how these compounds are working. What we do know is that people have been using the cannabis plant for healing purposes for thousands of years. And we do know that like this recent explosion in illnesses has happened since prohibition of cannabis. You know, it's correlative. We're not trying to draw deep conspiracy theories, but that's the truth, right? We know those are facts, right? And so they did do a research in Tel Aviv, Israel, while having, you know, purporting terrible human rights atrocities right now, has been on some of the cutting edge of the research. And so they did a study in Tel Aviv in 2018, Free Palestine, by the way, just we got to say Word. That for sure. So they did a study and they evaluated full spectrum therapy and CBD only therapy for bone tissue regeneration specifically. And what they found in that study was that CBD alone was sufficient to get the benefits of like accelerated bone tissue regeneration. And they were seeing it was pretty significant gains in terms of the time period versus the control that wasn't getting any CBD and the people that were getting both CBD and full spectrum products. And so I think it's important. We can challenge some of those thoughts that say, oh, you have to have a little THC to get the benefits, because depending on what you're treating, it looks like some of the research is saying that maybe you don't. And then I think the other thing that's talked about a lot is this entourage effect, right? Cannabinoids are working together to create health and wellness inside your body to promote homeostasis, to modulate the metabolic, neurological, and autoimmune systems. And so there is some evidence, and certainly a lot of people, you know, that really believe and will tell you that THC and CBD together gives them the best benefit. And so since anecdotal evidence has really been driving this whole movement, I think it's important to really take that to heart.
Okay.
And say, yeah, there is something to that. And I think for my thinking, it's like, okay, well, THC and CBD, they're kind of addressing different things. They're working a little differently. And so depending on what you're trying to address inside the body, what you're trying to get from the plant, you may want one or the other or both, right?
Okay.
And then there's other cannabinoids, right? For sleep, we include CBN, which we're finding is actually what initiates sleep.
What does CBN stand for?
It stands for cannabinol.
Okay.
And so, and it's another cannabinoid produced by the cannabis plant. And so CBD is identified. So the way that CBD helps with sleep is it removes the barriers. So if you're anxious, if you're in pain, if you're stressed out, your mind's racing, it's going to help remove those barriers to sleep so you can get to sleep naturally. Now, CBN is actually initiating sleep, you know? It's not like a sedative. I mean, I've taken it and I've had to go do things and you can still work. It's just not enjoyable, maybe, you know, you're maybe a little groggy, but it actually initiates sleep. And so for people that have certain sleep conditions, CBN's been a real game changer because it actually initiates sleep. It doesn't just remove the barriers, you know.
CBN, is that a terpene as well?
Yep, it's a terpene as well. Yeah,
okay, terpene. Okay.
And okay. Look at her. Mm-hmm. She's gonna be on the pulpit soon too.
She's a nerd.
But I'm a nerd.
Joanne, that
is CBN in six.
Yes. But what I wanted Joanne to know, and anyone out there who is having a moment, if you are experiencing a terrible moment with THC, guess what can balance you out?
A burger.
Well, maybe.
That too.
CBD.
Yes.
If you get too high, I've gotten too high before, like ridiculous. So now that I know that CBD, no, I'm serious.
Now you know. So now you know that CBD works. You gonna try to get too high again?
Well, I don't really, you know, I haven't tried balancing yet. So
because you like being high,
it works. It's so amazing. And so from a physiological standpoint, so CBD, the psychoactive response is affected through your CB1 receptors, which are all throughout your nervous system, okay? And this is a receptor site on your cells that accepts the CBD and THC. Now, for CBD, CBD is what's called an antagonist, so it basically occupies that receptor site, but it doesn't initiate the dopamine effect and the psychoactive effect, right? Mm-hmm. But THC does, right? But when you take CBD, basically it starts to occupy those sites. And so that's what, on a cellular level, is creating the psychoactive diminishing effect of CBD on THC, because it's occupying those sites. Isn't that cool?
So it's just filling in the gaps.
I want to speak on behalf of all the people in the audience who are like me and don't have quite the attention span or the interest in science, because y'all are nerding out. And
I'm having such a good time. Look, I'm like,
I'm not even gonna say I don't care, because I do care. It's good to know. But for the average person, when we saying that CBD works, use it for X, Y, and Z.
Okay, so let me go to the... Go ahead, Dr. BLF. I'm sorry.
I'm here specifically because we're talking about sleep hygiene. And my friend at Ignite Intellectual, they were in here a second ago. And once Kat told me about it, we were on the text. And we were going through the website and we were trying to look at the numbers because so many people were talking about the inability to sleep, right? And so I love what you said just in terms of this notion of CBD removing the barriers, because I think one thing for me, Sag, Gemini rising, is my mind races. There are 10,000 things happening in my mind at once, and it's always hard for me to settle down enough to sleep. You know? Same. And so I needed something to like just make me chill out and go to sleep. Now, yes, I know I probably shouldn't be in the bed with my phone scrolling Instagram thinking I'm going to go to sleep, being, you know, stimulated by the light and by the everything, right? But once Kat told me about Blue Forest, and I trust her, so I went to Blue Forest. I went through all of, see, look, Ignite Internet changed my whole life. Look at that.
So,
I know y'all
okay.
are into science, but you're right. The anecdotal evidence is what will get me to buy it. If my right. people say it works, if my folks say I use this thing and it helped me go to sleep, guess where I'm going to spend my money? I don't give a shit about what the statistics say, because I don't know them people. But my people said it works, so I'm going to spend the money.
Yeah.
So what happened was, I wasn't
able to
sleep.
I'm sorry, say your number... You're talking about numbers, and can you just explain what the numbers mean for a second so that people understand? So you have like a menu that you go through of numbers. What's that?
Oh, Joanne, I put the website address for mine so that they can get the promo code if they wanted to go over.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll pin that.
Go through Kat's link because you get a nice little discount. Okay.
Yes. I pinned
it. Yes. Tell us about the numbers, because after going through everything, I ended up getting 6 to go to sleep, but then I got 4 because what was happening prior to using 6 is when I couldn't go to sleep, I would still pop up because it was time to get up, but then during the day I'd be so tired and I would have to take a nap, and for me, nap means 2 hours, 3 hours in the middle
you
of the day. And then I couldn't go to sleep because another friend who's a therapist told me another language called sleep reserves. And so because I was sleeping for 2 to 3 hours, I was maxing out my sleep reserves. And so then when it was time to go to sleep, I didn't have it in me anymore, which is why I'd be up. But let me tell you what happened, and I'm gonna shut up for real. Once I started taking 6, I didn't need 4. 4 is a full bottle, y'all. I didn't have to take 4 because 6 was making me sleep. So then I wake up and I have my energy.
You got your energy back. I love it.
Okay, so your number 6 is the one that has the CBN in it. So that one you said helps you. It helps you, the body, puts the body to sleep.
Correct.
Okay, and so that's number 6. Okay, I'm gonna get to some questions that.
But Zach is gonna tell us about the number system. Tell us about the number system.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just wanted a system, you know, because the hemp plant has so many things to offer us, you know, not just medicine, right? You guys were talking earlier about is using it for durable compounds. Oh, I'm going to show you. I just made this art, you guys, out of hemp. You guys are going to be some of the first people in the world to see this art.
I'm excited.
Out of hemp. Okay.
What is that?
So these are little dominoes. I got like a domino mold, and I tried to make like a domino set out of hemp resin. So
we can't see it.
Like a plastic.
We can't see it. Okay.
See that?
And so.
What other plant could do that? And dominoes and art.
What other plant? So it has so much to offer us. And so from a healing perspective, it has so much to offer us. And it's not just a one size fits all kind of thing. You know, people, I think, need to really find their custom regimen like you did with the number six. And I mean, what's great about hemp and CBD is it's easy to experiment, and it's like you can really play with it. You don't have to worry about like hurting yourself. It's very safe, right? Low side effects, and so that's a powerful tool. And we wanted to give people some guides that they could use to kind of navigate the system. And you can use the number system. I mean, it works obviously the best on our products because every time we make a product, we're using it. You know, we're using the number system to create that product. So it's very consistent, but it's also a lot where we use the number system to align with the strategies that other people are using too in the space. And so if you use another CBD product, you can probably find a number that fits.
Got it. Probably.
And you can back and forth, you know, it just kind of
explain. Okay, Kat.
But if you go to their website, you can see the numbers. And what I love is that you get an explanation with each number of what you might want to use or how it works, at least.
And so someone asked for the promo code. Go over to thehungrymedium.com. You will see the promo code there on the picture of the CBD bottle. Okay, y'all?
Okay. All right, so let's get to the questions. There are a lot of them, so give me a moment to go through them. I'm going to give you like three at a time so that we can maximize time. So one question is, CBD safe for breastfeeding mothers? Which CBD helps with insomnia? Well, we answered that already. Can it be used during the work day? I think they're talking about number six specifically. And one person says, my husband has trouble sleeping because of ringing in his ears. Do you think that CBD can help with that?
I have tinnitus. I have terrible tinnitus. I'll answer the last question. But before we answer them, Zach and I are not medical physicians. So any advice that we give you is purely from an anecdotal consumer and scientist perspective. We are not prescribing this
for any
health conditions. Now,
come on, it's important.
Said, I also don't own the rights to this music. anything said and heard, whatever, Miranda writes. So,
and Miranda writes.
So, I want to let whoever that know about. I have terrible tinnitus, even though they told me my ears are clean and I have. Good hearing. My hearing is normal. Even though they said all of that, I use the CBD number six. I use the number six formulation and I use it and it puts me right out. I don't hear any ringing at all. I used it like some, I don't even need to use it. It's so funny.
Right.
I'm afraid of flying and it helps me on the flights because I can't even sleep on the plane. I literally cannot. I can be so sleepy and so tired and so high and so drunk and so whatever. I still cannot sleep. This doesn't put me to sleep, but it relaxes me enough to say, you're not going to die today, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So it helps. That number six also helps with anxiety. I'm understanding that.
Mm-hmm.
It can. Helps it can. Me.
Okay.
Well, I think also, so the anxiety and the insomnia connection is one that's not really talked about enough, but they just go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
And so it's like when you're helping your body get enough rest, you're really healing some of that anxiety. And, you know, I was reading somewhere actually that they found that the endogenous cannabinoid anandamide, which is one of the ones your body actually makes, they found that it is helpful in forgetting traumatic memories.
Mm.
Isn't that incredible?
Wait, say that again.
So really?
The body uses anandamide, which is the endogenous cannabinoid, to help forget traumatic memories.
Come on, spotless mind. Sleepless, I mean, for the spotless mind. That's one of my favorite movies, and I don't even remember the name of it. But yes. Okay. Yes, I would like something to erase some of my traumatic experiences.
Okay.
Yes. So let me now, ask during you this. The day, we do recommend, you know, with the sleep formula, that you're in a position to go to sleep. You know, I think there are people that are using these cannabinoids for all kinds of purposes, you know, and I about how you were flying and you use the CBN just to relax. It didn't put you to sleep, but it just got you to where you wanted to be. And I think that there's definitely room for that, you know, definitely room for that. But we're still learning. We kind of got the dose figured out for sleep really well. And I think we just still need to figure that out for daytime use. Or,
for daytime.
No, thank you for saying that.
Is it safe for breastfeeding? The question came.
There's been a lot of research on cannabis use during pregnancy. It's not a clear-cut answer for sure. And I think, you know, when we talk about developing bodies and minds, we need to use the utmost caution for sure. But I know my mother used cannabis all through my pregnancy.
Here you
and
are.
My brothers and sisters, all fingers and toes. And so I think, you know, there is a lot of propaganda too, right, that says that this isn't a safe tool for mothers to use. And I think in reality, it's a really good tool. What I've seen personally, just anecdotally again, with mothers in the community that are using cannabis, is that that it's helping with some of the things that pregnancy's pulling on, right? Mm-hmm. Nausea. It's helping with the stress and anxiety and the emotional, you know, roller coaster. So I mean, I'm not a woman. I'm not pregnant. I don't, you know, but yeah. I think it can absolutely offer some.
And you know what, the medical community is really opening up nowadays. I think Yaba, you can attest to that in your testimony. And I was just at a couple of doctors' appointments, and they always say, you're smoking, you're drinking, blah, blah, blah. And I want to make sure they know, right? I don't tell them about me smoking weed, but I do tell them that I do take some CBD. And they've been like totally open to that. They were like, yes. Awesome. They were like, cool.
Yes. My neurologist at the University of Pennsylvania, Department of Neurology, high ranked, good white people over there. My neurologist, who's actually Southeast Asian, you know, she's really cool. And I'm like you, Kateria, like if I'm doing anything, I'm letting the doctors know because won't be no surprises. Okay. So we talked about it and I told her about CBD and she told me CBD, she's not allowed to like tell me because they only have one type that's been tested and that they actually prescribe with children. Right. But she was like, the amount you would have to take to replace your medication, you would never be able to afford it. So it's in tandem with, right?
Right.
But yeah, she was totally cool. And she said, there's a lot of research and there's a lot of progress. And so I live in Pennsylvania. I live in Philadelphia right now. You can say more about this because here, if you know more, but I do know that it's at least medically allowed. So
it's medically. Yeah.
With my condition, I can get a medical card.
Yep.
And I can go to the dispensary and get whatever should I need to. But like
hurry
Joanne
up,
was
that,
saying,
okay, hurry up, hurry
you
up,
said what?
Hurry up and get that done.
But like Joanne was saying, I actually, you know, I'm not really here to be high so much as I want to chill out. And so I think the thing that I appreciate about you saying for anybody who's listening to my testimony about number 6 is not that this is not Benadryl. This is not a shot of tequila. This is not the thing that you put in your mouth and it's going to knock you out. It's not that kind of thing. But if you've got everything else in order, like I said, bedtime, bonnet, okay? We've got the lights off. I put my phone somewhere, right? Joanne put me on to sleep mask. We'll talk about that later. But once all, because that's another thing I found out about myself, is the minute that light comes through that little, the minute light comes
the
through
minute. The
minute. I could be dead ass tired. I'm going to wake up.
I'll be wake up.
Yep. If I put that mask on, it's night time until it's time to get up. So once I have all those things in place, this relaxes me enough to just go to sleep. And so what I want to say, Zach, what I want you to go back and tell the people in the office when we get off, what I need y'all to do is I need another option besides Banana Foster's. Y'all, I can hardly taste it. But let me tell you something. I hate, if it's not a banana, anything banana flavored is disgusting.
I hate bananas.
Okay, good feedback. You know, we've got a rubbies by you. I need to hear your feedback because I want to make sure I'm getting a flavor that you like.
You know, give us a couple of options.
Okay. Are the gummies Banana Foster's too?
No, the gummies aren't Banana Foster's. They're wild berry. They're fruit with fruit juice.
For number
For number six, we don't have the number six gummies yet, but we will. And they'll be wild. Yeah, they'll be wild berries. So that'll give
you
an option for sure.
But you can hardly taste it. I just don't want it at all.
Okay. Wait, so we got chocolate malt. What do you think about chocolate malt? Like a chocolate malt milkshake. What do you think about that?
I can deal with it more than bananas.
Okay. What about mango?
Oh, yeah. Come on, mango.
Mango's on. All right. Yeah. Mango's
come
on,
right. Mango.
I need the feedback. Okay. You know, the number nine is tamarindo. That's my favorite.
Oh, I love tamarind.
Remind me why I like nine so much from the description. What y'all say nine can do?
Energy and focus. It's introducing CBG, too. Someone said vodka favored. I got pineapple.
Vodka. That must have been an Astoria chick. Of course it was.
Okay. I also got hibiscus. What do you think about hibiscus?
Ooh, yeah, hibiscus.
Hibiscus, yes.
All right, putting that in the win category. I also got, a plum apricot. And these are all organic. We only use certified organic.
Plum apricot is good. I think that for me, anything but banana.
Yes.
I would even anything.
But all
but banana.
The numbers
a banana
are not
or
banana. I just want to know.
No, just six.
Just six. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. All right. Well, we'll have the chocolate malt like ASAP. You guys will see that coming. And it's actually, it's kind of cool. It's a 900. So we picked we had people telling us that the 1200 was too much, but the 600 wasn't enough. So it's the first time we're trying a 900 milligram. So it's right between the two dosages that we do.
Nice.
I'm not going to keep you forever, but I did need to understand the difference in the milligrams.
So someone asked, my mailman daughter wants to know what she should do about CBD and prescription nighttime meds. Should she stop one and start the other immediately? Should she tell her doctor?
Talk to your doctor. Talk to her doctor. Talk to your doctor about it. Just going to help you navigate those.
Talk to your doctor.
So much better than anyone that's not a doctor can.
Right? Exactly.
Because they're going to know how those medications you're taking are affecting you, and they're going to have a medical background to be able to evaluate, you know, CBD and CBN. But the nice thing about CBN as far as the CBD hemp side, you know, including it, you know, in your regimen, very safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, starting small, working your way up, very safe, very easy. You know, obviously want to include, medical professionals.
Yeah, I would say medical and professional. I have taken nighttime aids with CBD. And for me, I have a very, very sensitive system. I have to separate. Because in the morning, it's very sedating to do both for me.
Yeah.
So in the morning time, I'm waking up really groggy, not feeling rested. Because the both of them, the compound is a little bit too much for me. So I would say that if you are, my mailman daughter, asking a doctor is probably best, like they said. But because CBD is safe, I have tested it on myself to do one, do the other, do both. And because I've done the testing on myself, I've used myself as a guinea pig, I can't do both.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I wanted to answer the arthritis. Someone had an arthritis question. Yes. I would say try it. They have a lotion, and they also have a full, is it full spectrum or broad spectrum salve?
Broad spectrum.
But the lotion is what I recommended to my elders. And for someone who had painful gout, for this to, because what happens is it attacks inflammation. When you get down to it, inflammation is the, besides white supremacy, inflammation is at the root cause of all our pain.
That's my sister.
Yes.
Okay. White supremacy and inflammation is where disease begins. Okay. So you want to get the inflammation down. And she said it was just automatic, like a couple of days use. So she actually
What's the name of the lotion?
They only have a lotion and they only have a balm. So
go to the website and look at the
product. To coast.
Yeah. Okay. So go on hungrymedium.com for the promo code. It will take you right to my shop.
You're gonna save $25, y'all. It ain't no little promo code.
So right. I have a question. CBD for a lot of people, the purest and the most, the realest form of it can be quite expensive. So it's not accessible to a lot of people. Do you think that there is going to be a time and when the industry kind of levels itself out and it becomes more affordable and more accessible to people?
I mean, we're there, I would say, from a product standpoint, from a finished product standpoint, we are seeing pricing pretty stable. But from a raw ingredient standpoint, for people that are doing product development, that are making their own products at home or doing self-medication, I know you were talking earlier about needing a high dose potentially for certain type of therapies. And you can absolutely get access to the raw medicine pretty affordably, right now. The raw extracts.
Meaning raw, meaning that it was...
I don't remember how much I paid. How much was this?
I think that was $59.
Like $60,
you,
right?
But when you get the promo code off, you get 20 to 25% off.
Nice.
Okay.
And
it lasts a long time.
Yes, it does. Because you're only putting like 3-4 drops under your
half
tongue.
A dropper.
And what we've done is we've formulated that product so it's got that perfect amount for an individualized dose. But what I sounded like the question was more about was about the pure CBD as an ingredient, if you're making edibles for you and your family, or you want to do, your own product development, launch your own line. And, we grow the hemp at our farm and we process it into CBD and then we make products out of it. And so we actually supply a number of companies with the raw ingredients as well.
Y'all sell seeds too, right?
Yeah. Flour. People don't really realize you can smoke CBD flour.
Yes.
If you like oral fixations of smoking and you don't want to smoke tobacco, you could actually smoke something that has a benefit for you. CBD flour, CBD tincture, goes under your tongue for best effectiveness. Y'all asked about the dosage. You could do if you buy a 1200, you could use a half a dropper and that'll give you the 600 dosage, right?
Because you have 600.
So when you do half a dropper, that's what, Zach? 300, correct?
So
it's a full dropper, 600.
That's a lot.
On the 600, it's 20 milligrams per dropper full. So it's 20 milligrams of the mix. And then if you get the 1200 milligram, you're right. You only have to use half as much to get the same amount of effect. And so that's why we did that for people that wanted, that were using more or that were using it more often. This way they could get a product that lasts them longer and they wouldn't have to necessarily use as much in their dosage. And so that's kind of what we've done with the milligram.
Okay. I know that we are, cutting it close with time and I don't want to keep you guys too much longer, but I did have a question that came in. Is there any research out there about the CBD and autism? Someone asked if they could, my son is 11 and autistic and has a lot of anxiety and trouble sleeping. Can this help with him?
I want Jack can talk, but I want to recommend a website called Hope Grown for information. And also, if you follow a woman, Hope Grown.
Okay.
.org maybe. But also, I met so many amazing parents in these past few months, advocates and activists in the autism fight in regards to helping our children, who in my belief are actually way more elevated than we are, but I won't go there right now. Anyway, her name is Miko Perez. I think it's M-I-E-K-O Perez. There are mothers and fathers on the forefront of the cannabis autism fight for their children's health. There are neuropaths? Neuropaths? I can't remember the name.
Naturopaths
who are on this. Dr. Lakeisha. Look up Dr. Lakeisha. She amazing people. I recommend those three sources for you. Zach, what did you want to say?
Thank you, Kat. No, that was so good. I was just going to share a personal story that I heard from a friend of mine who actually has a publication called I think it's called Sensi Magazine, actually. Sensi Magazine.
S-E-N-S-I-I.
Yes. And so they had an experience with a child that was autistic, and their experience with cannabis was just life-changing. I mean, I think it's a public story, so you can actually go and read more about it if you want to know through the Sensi Mag. It's part of their story and why they started the publication. But yeah, just life-changing experiences, extremely safe, for children to use. That direction's been actually reiterated now by the FDA last year, that very safe for children to use. Yeah, I think absolutely it's something you want to be using, including in everyone's regimen, whether you're healthy or not. But it seems like if you have pain, if you have neurological concerns, that the more that's going on for you, the more you're going to benefit from this plant and benefit from
also, for those of you with fur babies, there are CBD products for them as well.
Yeah.
So Blue Forest actually has a formulation. Where's your pup?
Really? The Good Life? That's what you're doing?
I mean, got a walk and is knocked out now.
Wow. Must be nice.
Oh, but it's Dr. Lakeisha's, I don't know how she spells her name, but she's on here and on that other app.
On Instagram?
The Chatty.
The Chatty Establishment.
Chatty Establishment. I want to thank you guys for having us on here. I love
No, for sure. But you know what?
Somebody said that Zach needs an honorary
Zach
bonnet.
Zach needs a bonnet.
Give it to me. Give it to me. I need one. I'll rock it.
No, it's going to protect your hair. You need moisture and protection.
I need it.
But listen, I think I'm the queen of bright ideas, Zach. You don't know that about me. But as I'm sitting here, I don't know what y'all are doing in the Chatty Establishment. But given the engagement and our limitation on time, I'm going to encourage the two of y'all to do something.
Oh, we've done rooms on the
channel. No, on Instagram.
This is an Instagram-focused conversation.
Not
so
the Chatty Establishment.
Do it live, or maybe you guys want to do a seminar, a Zoom or something. The people want the information. That's just an idea that I have. I think it would be beneficial because the people want to know more. I was just going to talk about myself.
Here.
And sleep hygiene and number 6, which again, Zach is going to give me a new formulation. We're getting rid of this Bananas Foster. But I'm also going to try number 9. I'm really excited about number 9. But the comments are going to disappear once we save this. So for those of you watching, please go to thehungrymedium.com. Once you go to that website, you will find a promo code that you will then use on blueforestfarms.com. Yes?
Yes.
Get into this life.
Amazing. I just want everybody to be healthy. I want everybody to partake in this plant. I want everybody to know she's coming back. She's on a comeback tour. Don't call it a comeback. She's been here for years. Let me tell you. I love her. I love her.
That should be your IG live. Don't call it a comeback. She's been here for years.
But also, I love how you gendered her as a her. Women, I mean, we do heal the world.
That's the beauty, too, because she is a queer plant. Because she has a male. She has a male component. That's how she... Right, so then, I'm learning.
Yeah,
that's how
you're right.
So then is 100%. She a she or is she a they?
She's a queer plant, 100%.
She's a they.
A they?
I mean,
she's a
all they. Plants, really, let's be honest. All plants are queer, you know, and trans and, you know, gender non-binary, you know. And so, yeah. Let's
Non-binary.
But definitely. Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Can't wait for the beauty person.
Yes, have a conversation about skincare next. Thank you so much, Zach.
So
thank
nice
you so
to
much,
you,
Kat.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to so stay and be in the comments trolling you.
Thank you so much.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. BFF, was that enough science for you, sis?
Oh, you know I'm in love. I love the science. Listen, I'm going to get off tomorrow because I'm going to go to bed. Early tonight,
on time.
I'm gonna go to bed between my window, but I'm fascinated. I find all of this so very fascinating,
and it works. I wouldn't lie to you.
No, I know that it works for sure. I've used CBD, but I like research. I like research, and I know that a lot of it is anecdotal, which is also research. I mean, that's our history. That's what we are. We are people that have pass down information over and over again. We were not given the written word. So we passed it down through anecdotal information. So I believe in all of that, right? So I am really excited about going to Blue Forest and to looking at the numbers to address the few of the things. Cause you know, I cannot take a nap because my brain works over.
Let me tell you, sis, you
overtime.
Know I love a good nap, right? If I'm being fully honest, I didn't take my number 6 last night, boo. That's why I needed a nap today. See what happened? See what happened? And let me not make it seem like I'm completely
dependent. I was
going to
say, are you addicted?
No, but actually, this is the thing. It's an interesting cycle, but you also know I'm hard-headed, right? It's an interesting cycle. I was taking it slow and steady for a while, working, and I was like, I'm good now. And I was able to fall asleep by myself. And then I had a really busy week last week. This week has been already busy. I think my mind is racing again. Your girl's fucking up again. I'll be taking this tonight.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Regimen is really, really,
it's
really
so
hard for me.
But it's important.
Once
you get into it, it's like a groove. Once you find the groove, you lock in, it makes life so much better. But you got to get into the groove.
But
listen, I'm talking to myself.
As a Virgo, you have different tendencies. You know, what's your rising? You're not a Sag rising.
I don't have different tendencies. Listen, the myth of a Virgo, let me tell you, there are so many myths out there. And I am here to debunk a lot of them. Yes, we are organized. Yes, we like systems. Yes, all of those
rigid.
There is a bit of rigidity to us, but also there's a scatterbrains to like if things are not in order, then we get scatterbrained. So that's why we have to make things in order.
Gotcha.
Because otherwise, without it, we are
lose
a key and a sunglasses, and we are a team. Lose a wallet. Like if we don't have order, we are not good to the world. So that's
One thing I didn't say about taking number 6, and it works differently for different people. I know Kateria has a different experience. So prior to taking the CBD product, I'm somebody who doesn't really remember dreams. Like I have friends who can wake up and narrate an entire storyline of what had happened in their dream. I usually don't remember my dreams, or I might remember like a little spurt of something that happened. But once I started taking number 6, it'd be a whole soap opera happening
vivid
at night.
Vivid.
Vivid.
No, I don't even want to tell you about what I think. I have a dreams theory, but then it's going to make me look weird. So I'm not going to tell you on the live, but I have a theory. Fine, I'll tell you. You dragged it out of me.
No,
never mind. I'm embarrassed.
Will you sit with that? This is what I want to do.
We got to get Amber on.
Amber, yes. Mm-hmm. So I want to make a suggestion. Let's take a 5-minute break. I think we should close it so you can save this video separate for the folks who want to watch about the CBD. And let's make a separate one for AMS as we talk about nighttime skincare. So let's close this one and come back in like 3 minutes because I got to use the bathroom. Or you can
three
come
minutes.
Back.
Yeah. 3 minutes, guys. Back. Amber, are you there? Wait, let's just make sure that Amber is there. Amber, are you there? Can you knock, knock?
Knock, AMS. You around, AMS? Everybody love Granny. Where's she at? Do I have to text her? I'm at the call.
Yeah, I don't want to close out without knowing that she's around because we are a little bit.
I know she is sick of us. She is cussing us out right now.
You know she is. There she is. Okay. Amber, do you mind if we do 3 minutes?
3 minutes, AMS. We coming right back. Okay, hungrymedium.com. That's where your code is, sis. Paying attention. All right? Be back in 3 minutes,
y'all. Be back.
Okay.